You're listening to the Sarah Fader podcast, and I'm Sarah Fader, and I'm here with Evan Morgenstern. This is what anxiety.
Hello.
This is what anxiety feels like. We are proudly sponsored by Ravishly.com.
Wonderful.
Wonderful, yes. Website. Tell us about Ravishly.
Ravishly is great about all different types of topics, and I mean anything from the great, serious, important conversations, and not to say that it's not important, but your pets, and just wonderful all around. It's a great site.
It is a great site. Feminism, politics, yep. What else? You know, multiculturalism, love, advice.
Yes,
you know, if you need it.
It's yeah.
What were you saying?
Oh, it's addictive.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
This gets me through the day at work.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying that I look at things at work that are not work-related.
No.
But no, not at all.
You don't do that. So, yeah, we love Ravishly. I'm eating hot wings, and the name of this episode is Don't Eat or Drink by the Computer. And I am eating, and you are drinking.
And it's I feel like that was such a big thing, like, back in the day that with when everyone had desktop computers that it's a little less now, but it's still sort of like, I feel like I have a computer on the coffee table and any minute now I'm going to spill something that's going to destroy it.
It's scary, yeah, and I think we've been trained to not do that. I remember we used to have a sign when I was growing up that said, beverages are not permitted near the computer.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm just saying there is a beautiful cat that is looking at your food.
Yes, that is Mr. Cat. We were just talking about your fierce loyalty to Carly.
Oh, my God. Carly and I have a bond that no one will ever understand.
That's true. No one will understand. And
when we did the podcast in Brooklyn, I mean, Carly, it was just like pretty much. I wasn't even there for the podcast. I was there to bond with Carly.
You were. That was your primary. Do you see? That was your primary. You see what he's doing? He's such a jackass. nobody can see this except for Evan and I. But Mr. Cat.
Oh yeah, no, I
was just eating my salad. Yeah, you were there for Carly. You guys had some really profound bonding sessions.
We did. When we were doing the podcast, if you had to leave the room, if you had to, you know, talk to the kids or whatever, Carly and I we had our moment.
Mm-hmm.
We had our very special moment.
She's a really good listener.
And yeah, no, exactly. That's
she cares. She cares.
Yes. Yes. For a cat, too, that's actually kind of amazing, because cats are more like, you listen to me.
Yeah, she's a listener.
Yeah.
She understands when people are upset, when they're sad, when they have things that they need to talk about.
An empathetic cat is a rare thing, because, again, cats are, you need to listen to what I have to say.
Yeah.
And Carly, you know, that's, yeah.
But she's very different like that. Whereas this guy, he's a Libra like us.
Yes.
He likes attention.
Mm.
I mean, we're empathetic. That's the difference. I don't know what he is, but yesterday he stole my steak.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the other day I ordered steak from this restaurant and I went in the other room to talk on the phone. To Aaron, and I came back, and my entire steak was gone.
Wow. Okay.
So the kids were like, I don't know what happened, and I know they didn't eat it, because they don't even really like steak that much,
right.
So I know that he ate it.
Oh my God, that's not even subtle. That's like, hey, by the way, I ate your steak.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
And I don't care. Yeah, exactly. So then yesterday, Sarah made me a steak. Aaron's ex, and then Mr. Cat jumped on my plate and stole a part of the steak.
Wow. That is possessive. Uh-huh. That is, like, by the way, you don't get the steak. I get the steak. Like Cat times two. That is, because cats are aggressive. Cats are like, you know, what can you do for me? But this is like, wow. You're going to pay attention to me and, oh, by the way, I'm going to eat your steak.
Yeah. No. Cat times two is an accurate description. Yeah.
I mean, it is. Yeah.
You see? And he's standing here, ready to jump on. Ready. He's ready.
Right.
He's like, that belongs to me, and I'm going to eat it. I should let him eat hot wings and see what happens.
Oh. I mean, if I go by personality-wise, I feel like cats would probably just eat something spicy and it wouldn't affect them in any way.
No.
Dogs, I feel, would be like, oh, this is too much. But cats would be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Food. Cheers. I took it. Whatever.
even though it was like burning them on the inside, they would just be like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Cats will, they'll just not even... They'll act unfazed.
Yeah.
My ex-wife, just because apparently I give off a worm, in the winter, the cat would jump on the bed, but she'd walk around in a circle as if like, oh, whatever, I'm just here, I don't care. And then she'd snuggle up against me, and I'm like, yeah, I know that's what you're doing. You're using me for my warmth, but I like your little act where you walk around and pretend you don't know what you're doing and whatever.
But we all know what's actually happening here.
Right.
We're just not talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know. That's the difference, though. That's the difference between normal cats and Carly. Is that Carly cares? She's not just sitting in your lap to do that.
Oh, of course. And that's why Carly and I have a thing. We have a bond.
You do have a bond. It's just one of the... People just don't get it. They just don't understand. They're never going to get it.
I mean, I'm if I fly out there, I will go just to see Carly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
She's waiting.
Okay.
She's... You know, I feel like if she were a person, she'd be like a wise old woman.
I could totally see that. Yeah. I feel like I gain wisdom just from her sitting on my lap. That's like, okay, Carly, what do you have for me?
She knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and she also is a very good judge of character. Like, the people that she doesn't like are not good people.
Oh. Well, I feel good about that. That makes me feel very, you know... That makes me feel loved.
Yeah, you are loved. See, he's obnoxious. Although he does wear a sweater,
he's
so
like,
that's
what good. Are you doing? Yeah.
Listen, you go.
Aw.
He's cute, but he's annoying. Like, sure. in the morning, he bites my feet.
Okay. Is that just sort of like, get up and make me food kind of thing?
You know, I think it's that, but it's also just to be like a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, hey, I'm here. Pay attention. That kind of...
Exactly. Do you ever think that you have something else besides OCD, or you're just like, I just have OCD?
I think I have OCD. I mean, I know I have OCD, but there's... might be depression. I don't know. But why do you ask?
I don't know, because I think part of my OCD is hypochondria.
So, okay.
Right.
There's definitely, like, I've talked to a lot of OCD people who have said they don't have the germophobia, but I feel like it's definitely a natural progression, and it sort of matches with the hypochondria. It's definitely because it's my fear is getting something, but I know there are people who have the fear that they already have something they don't have. And it sort of ties into the OCD mentality.
It does. Well, I have both OCD about, like, mental health stuff and physical health stuff. So it's just all across the board health things. So right. I'll be like, oh, maybe I am actually bipolar. Or maybe I have borderline. Or, you know.
Oh, it's what I like to call OCD about OCD.
Yeah.
Where you're, like, you are constantly worried that you have something that you might already be worried about.
Yeah, it's so, it's like meta OCD.
Right, right. It's
But then I also, in addition to that, have the thing where I'm like, oh, I have a pain in my head. Well, it's a brain tumor, or it's ALS, or I'm developing MS, you know?
And that's for things like, for all the good that the internet age has done for us, WebMD and stuff like that, you know, that's just gonna mess you up.
It's very bad. And sometimes I have to use it for my job when I'm writing articles. And then I have to just be careful not to go down the rabbit hole and start looking at
stuff. Oh, no. And the thing is, it's a great way to find out about things, but it's also a great way to find things you didn't already think you had. And now it's like, oh.
I think it's one of those things where you need to read the instructions. On right, the back
exactly,
of the box, right?
Exactly.
You cannot put that Lego set together by yourself.
Because it's very easy to just go to that and be like, that's what it says, that's what I have. And it's like, no, you need to go through the layers, you know, read more kind of.
Yeah, I think the trick with WebMD is that, like, don't go there with no concept of what you're looking for. Like, go there after you've seen a doctor and they say, you know, you have laryngitis. Well, right. And now
don't diagnose yourself.
Yeah, don't. You actually use a medical professional.
Right.
And then like, you are not the medical professional.
Right, exactly. Like, don't assume that because you read something, you're automatically, you know, you've diagnosed yourself.
Although, according to the new book that has just come out, Stupid Shit Doctors Say, edited by me, and contributors,
yes,
including Evan Morgenstern.
Oh, of course. Thank you. No, it's
there are stupid things that doctors do tell you.
There, and that's the thing, that they are humans, and they can also be very stupid. Or just not all doctors, hashtag, but also... But there are doctors who just, I think, get a little too comfortable in their knowledge that they will just say anything. And hence this wonderful book where I've decided to, you know, say something or misdiagnose you. Because whatever, you know.
I think they just want to feel like they know stuff.
Right, right. And it's just kind of like they can't not know stuff.
Yeah.
So
So if you ask them a question and they don't know the answer, they're like, well, I have to say something.
Right, right.
So,
and it's kind of like a golden rule that I have gotten from my job and several things. If you don't know, don't guess.
That's a good one.
Feel like, you know, doctors, I know that they feel they should know because of the several years and whatever, but I think people respect you more if you say, this is what I'm trying to figure out, not I've already figured it out, even though I don't know, I'm just guessing.
Yeah, that and also, like, the need to make commentary on things that don't necessarily require commentary.
Right, right. Like, I came here for this, don't tell me about that, because you randomly thought so.
Yeah, that's unnecessary. I think the quotes that you included, you know, like, maybe you should get a better job, and, you know, things like
right,
that.
Right, right. I'm like, you're not my dad. In fact, I'm here because of my dad. Don't decide that you need to make all the decisions about my life. That's not why I'm here. I'm here for specific reasons.
Yeah, why are we even talking about this? I don't
right,
know.
Exactly. I don't know. Just the thing that when I went to a psychiatrist and he's like, "Oh, tell me more about your weirdo CD stuff." I'm like, "I'm not here to entertain you."
This is not this is not the OCD circus. Like,
if you want to know to help me, that's fine, but don't ask me because you're like, "Wow, that's interesting. Neat." I'm like, "No, not neat. Tell me, help me." You know,
that's the thing we've talked about before, which is the fact that people really need to stop assuming that OCD is funny, because it is.
Right.
I mean, look, it's like the thing where Jews can make fun of Jews because we're Jews.
No,
I've
done stand up about OCD,
mm-hmm.
or about my own specific stuff, but for people to do it where it's like, "I'm a little OCD," or all that stuff.
No, exactly. And that's not helpful or like kind,
Right, right.
And it just doesn't bode well for people because OCD can be like really painful emotionally.
Oh, yeah. No, it's exhausting and disruptive, and to say the least.
But there are funny things about it.
That's the
strange balance,
Of course. And I mean, that's why, I feel like with a lot of comedy, it's you bring it out from the pain in your life. I do bits about OCD from situations in my life, but like do stuff, if you're going to be personal, do stuff about your own instances, not what you assume about other people's instances.
Yeah. Right. Self-deprecating is the new black,
Right, exactly.
Make fun
yeah.
of yourself, I think,
Right, right. And personal stories and personal
right.
stuff, not, again, what you assume about other people.
Yeah. I was talking
to your own pain, not your assumptions about other people's pain.
I was talking to my friend Sparkle, because she has got OCD also, and she was saying that she was making fun of herself, like, "I couldn't sleep because I needed to move the Goodwill box 18 times."
That sounds awfully familiar.
Yeah. I hate, that's, I think, one of the worst parts of it, is, like, needing to get up to fix something.
No, that was, I literally probably had a week's worth of sleep in my freshman year of college. In the entire year, because you think of the worst case scenario and it'll keep you up and it will, and I think I've mentioned where I try to outsmart myself with like NyQuil, and I'm like, now I'm just really tired and I'm still awake and doing OCD stuff.
That's the messed up part about it. I remember when I wasn't sleeping because I was having really, 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 really bad anxiety and OCD. And I took like Tylenol PM or Benadryl. Like I would fall asleep and then I'd wake up super panicked.
Right. No. And so now you're like what they say, the zombie type state where you're like, you're awake, you're doing your painfully annoying shit, but you're so tired because you have this chemical in you.
So horrible.
Yeah.
I remember like I took Tylenol PM and I knocked out, but then I woke up and my whole body felt like electric because the panic just returned right away.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like the scariest thing. And I don't know, the whole thing about anxiety and people just thinking it's like quirky and funny, I'm like, I want you to just experience
right.
that. I just really...
And that's the thing, that's like, we can own it, but it's also, don't assume you know if you don't know.
No, don't. On an unrelated note, there are so many things that as adults, we are like supposed to do and no one does, like... I'm sitting here having eaten hot wings and I'm like, I really should floss. And I'm not going to. Like, I'm just going to.
You know what? Speaking of non-sleep and floss, that hit me last night where I couldn't sleep because I have two crowns back to back, and I hadn't flossed, and I was like, wow, that really hurts. And I couldn't sleep, and I'm like, maybe I just need to floss because the two teeth are killing each other, you know.
Murder.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the time that I was cleaning my teeth with the dental equipment in the vet's office?
I don't think you did.
Okay, so I didn't have dental insurance at the time, and I was a veterinary assistant, and we had a dental machine that we cleaned animals' teeth with, and it was sterile, like we would sterilize it each time.
Sure.
So yeah. I cleaned my teeth with the dental machine, you know, I'm surprised having OCD that I was able to do this.
I'm going to say, I mean, that's, no matter how much they clean it, that would be like, wow, okay.
Yeah. So I did it. I probably wouldn't do it today. Like, I don't know what, but I did back in the day because I was desperate and didn't have dental.
We don't know what we're capable of in those situations.
Desperation will do a lot of things. Yeah. But it ended up not working out so well because there was a tooth, like a molar in the back that was discolored. And I'm like, I just need to work this harder and get this yellow stuff off. Apparently that tooth was rotting. And because it was being crowded by another tooth and like oxygen was being cut off to it. So the tooth like cracked open. So I have this cracked open tooth because.
Oh God.
So then I had to go to the real dentist anyway.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So that sounds also very painful. I mean,
it actually wasn't painful because it was already rotten. So it just kind of just popped off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, I'm like, okay, well now I've got to go get my tooth filled. So I have one cavity like that, you know, one filling, I suppose.
Right.
But because we live in the 2000s, it was not like a metal filling as our parents.
Oh yeah.
Got, you know.
I feel like I have a little bit of those, but yeah, right. Now they can do it so it looks like you don't have fillings, but
I don't know why. Why did they use like silver?
Don't know. That was something that I always heard like when I was younger. Okay, so like in the Holocaust they took out their gold fillings. I'm like, who the fuck had gold fillings?
Seriously. I don't understand.
Well, wow. Okay. I guess that's what they had to work with back then, but.
I mean, like, you hear about rappers or whatever having gold teeth.
Right. But not that's quite the same as fillings.
Yeah. No, that's not like fillings. That's just, that's aesthetic, you know.
Yeah. That's, you know, like a grill or.
A grill. But the thing to me that's so funny about that is that yellow teeth. Not so sexy. Gold teeth? Sexy.
Yeah. Well put. Yes.
I don't really understand why. I mean, and to me, I mean, as somebody, you know, like, who likes jewelry.
Yeah.
Not, I wouldn't say I'm a jewelry connoisseur. I'm, like, obsessed with it. But I don't even like gold that much. Like, I prefer silver.
You know, that's, I feel like that's not as uncommon as they're saying. I mean, I think. Yeah, silver sort of is underrated, but people like it.
It's classy, you know? Yeah. And I feel like if there was like a silver tooth option.
Oh, yeah, no. My ex-wife was very into silver over gold. And,
it's a thing. It's a thing that happens. You see what he just did? He jumped on the computer, and he spilled ginger ale all over my important papers. Aww. That was really cute,
but yeah, I know. And
I'm giving him to the Chinese restaurant. He's done.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
He's done. I'm really just fed up with his nonsensical behavior.
You won't do that. I know you won't do that.
I won't do it, but. Right. I think that he does deserve a timeout.
There you go.
Ari did put Egrek, our old cat, in timeout.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're learning the discipline.
Yeah, yes. He was like, you're going to timeout.
Aw.
Oi, Gavolt, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think what we've learned from this episode is that you really should not spill drinks near the computer if possible.
Nope. Do not spill and always floss.
Always floss. Don't even drink near the computer. I don't care if it's alcohol, water, ginger ale.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
You know.
We get sweats or, you know.
Yeah.
Can it try to.
But you know what's so sad about Portland is that there is a ginger ale shortage.
Wow, I did not know that.
I
didn't know there was such a thing.
I mean, it's not formally advertised, but if you go to a restaurant and you order ginger ale, they will be like, I'm sorry, we don't have that. We have Sprite.
Wow. And I would think that's such a, you know, better alternative to cola and so forth. Wow.
If you're trying to not drink soda, I feel like that's like the most benign one.
Wow. All right.
But they do have like ginger beer.
That's weird that they wouldn't have it.
It's really weird. I mean, you can go to the supermarket and get ginger ale, but like not at a restaurant.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to BYOG.
Seriously, no BYOG. I mean, and then, you know, you can go to like Trader Joe's, get ginger beer or whatever. Like maybe like a bar, restaurant, get like whatever. But to me, like that's not the same. And maybe you don't feel you don't maybe want that kick. Like maybe you don't feel like that.
You know? Right, right.
It doesn't have to be, like, let's not be so serious about ginger ale.
Right. It should be of the people. It should be, you know.
It should be a commonplace thing, you know.
Correct.
Like, I mean, they call it a soft drink.
Yes. And ginger ale is soft.
It's soft. And by nature, it's not like ginger beer.
And it's good for stomach. I mean.
Right. You think of chicken soup, ginger ale, like. All wonderful, calming.
Yes.
Calming things.
Right.
So you guys don't have animals, though.
We don't. We can't, unfortunately. But
are there allergies involved, or the apartment rules?
Just apartment rules. Yeah.
If you could have
Nicole loves cats, but she's allergic. We can't really basically have anything that is noticeable. So, yeah.
That's very, very sad. Sad news.
Yeah.
Well, I miss you.
I miss you too.
And we will reconvene. Hopefully I'm going to be back in New York soon.
Yes. Oh, of course. And, you know, you guys have a place to stay. So.
Yes, we will bring Carly.
Yes. Oh, that's all I want. I mean, all of you.
Yes, but I know your heart belongs to Carly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yay. I will call you this week and we will catch up about life and things.
Yes, please.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.